Just do it, mate.
Yeah, I'm expecting Kim back soon, so I better get moving. I've had 6 one-on-ones today already. So, God bless you, Frank, and it's always good to do our one-on-ones together. I love it when you call, and God always seems to really inspire me and give me words for you and also for me. So I benefit from this as well, and so God is really taking care, and the desire comes from God, like the desires in your heart, the things that you were mentioning, you know, God puts those desires in your heart. And so when the desire comes, then we give them to God, like, okay, God, like, I really want to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want a laborer, and I come to you. And you got to remember that, you know, God's given us a purpose. Just pause the recording. Just one second. Just put it on pause. I don't know if it'd be half an hour, but I thought I better say that. Anyway, so, yeah, Kim's just come back and she's gone. She got me, dinner from the pub, a pub dinner. So, but she can keep it warm. So it's fine. Yeah, so God, the desire comes from God, what he puts in our hearts. And that's the things that we give to God and that we want to do. And, you know, God's given us, you and me, like a purpose, and he's got a plan for our lives, you know, and like, you know, what is it? Where there is no vision, the people perish. Like, so God's going to give the vision. He's going to give the specific revelation. And so we want God's vision. We want God's direction. We want God's revelation. You know, like he said to Jeremiah, like, the thoughts I think towards you are good, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So God has the plans. He has the thoughts. He has the direction. And then if you think of in Ephesians, it says that we're his workmanship, masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in him. So God has the plan for our life, just like he had the plan for Joseph, Moses, Jesus, you know, all the wonderful men and women of God in the scriptures that we read about and know. Our wonderful Lord and Savior, God had the plan. You know, he's written the script. And so we're following that script, the writing of God in our hearts. You know, and we're the living epistles as well. So one of the greatest things for us, like me and you, to really discover is God's purpose. No, because we're not accidents. You are not an accident. You're not a mistake. You know, no one is a mistake. There's a purpose for everything under heaven. You know, like it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to live. All these different things. You know, so we're not here just to exist, to make up numbers or anything like that, or to survive, or to work, or to pay bills. You know, because there's going to come a time when we, no, fall asleep, or we're gathered together. But in the meantime, God has a purpose for everyday life. You know, so God wants us to enjoy this wonderful life that he's given us, but he wants us to know there is a purpose, and it's the purpose that gives us the direction. So for me, my desire is to see God's world moving all of the UK, all of Europe, USA, and the world, you know, wherever God opens the doors. And, you know, because the purpose gives us passion. It gives us a reason to move. It gives us the endurance, you know, even through times that is tough. You know, knowing our purpose and knowing we got a direction keeps us strong in those times. Like Jesus was able to fulfill his need because he knew what was set before him. So he was able to endure the cross, despise the shame. You know, it kept him focused. It kept him moving. And he knew what he was here for as well, you know. And he said in Luke 4:18, Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, you know, to heal the sick, to, you know, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. You know, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. There's a purpose. That was the purpose of Jesus Christ, to set things back in order that were wanting, to reconcile men and women back to God through his finished and accomplished works. And so God was able to do these wonderful things by his life. And so he had purpose, you know, and, you know, when you know, we don't know everything, but we know the gist of what God wants us to do. And there's, you know, when we get distracted with this life, you know, we lose our kind of power in a sense, because we're not focused on our purpose and what God's really called us to do. You know, so we become focused with confidence, and we have that peace, because now we know the direction that God's moving us. So like, you had desires come to your heart, you and Annie together. And so God is able to really move you in that way. Like many people ask, you know, why am I here? You know, what should I do with my life? Does God have a plan for me? Well, I mentioned those scriptures. God does he has a plan. He has a future. He has a hope. He has an expected end for us. And so the answers, you know, even from the scripture, is a resounding yes. God has a purpose for you. And he really does. You know, and he has a purpose for me. And God really wants you to understand that he's for you. And as you stay with him, he leads you in to the things that he wants you to do. Like, you know, I was talking to Danny and Amber earlier today, and it's like, everything that's gone in my life, you know, God's arranged that. He's brought the right people in. And, you know, my connection, first of all, was with Brendan McCann, and he was a way core believer. And then he witnessed to me in that sense. I was already born again, but he shared the truth with me of what he knew at that time. And then from there, all these other doors have opened to the point of I'm doing what I'm doing now. But God directed all those things. He was the one that arranged all those things. And through all those different things that happened, whether good or bad, I've learned so much, right? So everything God has created has a purpose. Like, for example, the sun gives light. That's the purpose of the sun. The purpose of the moon is to rule the night, right? Purpose of trees is to produce fruit, seed, reproduce after their own kind. Water refreshes. There's a purpose for it. There's a purpose for water. And so we were also created intentionally. And even David said in Psalms, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, awesomely and wonderfully made. You know, so we're not just random people. You know, God knew us, and he knew us while we were in the belly, like in Jeremiah, you know, was that scripture, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So that means your life carries God's value, you know, and there is a purpose for you if you want it. And God's not forcing this life on anyone. You know, it's up to you. We got a free will choice to receive the words gladly, to practice the wonderful encouragement, and we got the choice not to receive the words gladly, not to follow that encouragement. We can live unto ourselves if we want. So it's a choice. No, I choose to live unto God. I choose to be led and walked by the Spirit. So, you know, because many people spend years looking everywhere except to God to discover their purpose. So you can't look to anyone else, really. You've got to go to God, right? So some people think it's making money, or other people chase popularity, being famous, you know, like pop stars, or people want possessions, or trying to impress other people. But none of these things satisfy, because you see all these people, you see all these rich people, they're not satisfied. You know, that's not what they really were created for. They were created to serve God. We're all created to worship the one true God, right? And to look up to him. But God doesn't enforce that on us. So, because our purpose begins with that relationship with God. You know, and what did Jesus say? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more and abundantly. So the abundant life starts with God. The abundant life starts with acknowledging him and moving with him. You know, so the real life starts with God, and Christ has reconciled us back to God so that we can have that wonderful relationship. So when we go to him, you know, God can reveal his plan to us, and he doesn't give us the whole thing. He doesn't overwhelm us. You know, he encourages us. He gives us little bits that we can handle. And, you know, we are God's workmanship, you know, and we don't work to earn God's love. You know, we don't work because we already belong to him. So God does the work. Now, God prepares good works, you know, before the foundations of the world for us, even before we knew him. It's just kind of amazing. So that means we already have the opportunities waiting for us. The doors are open for us. The people that he wants us to connect with are there. The laborers are there. You know, he creates that, those wonderful appointments of life and living. And he shows us wonderful things to encourage us. You know, he's the one directing our steps. And all we got to do is simply follow. All we got to do is say, yes, God. Yes, God, show me what it is you want me to do. And I'll do this with all my heart. I'll move with you. I'll do the things you give me. So without purpose, you know, people drift. They go left, right, up and down, connecting over here, connecting over there, this fellowship, that fellowship, you know, because they haven't got their fixed purpose. Once you know your fixed purpose, you know, you won't, everything else won't really matter. It's like, it's okay, this is where God's got me directed. This is where God's got me focused. This is where God's got me connected. This is where I'm going to move and flourish and grow and be led by God from this point. So we don't want to just react to everything that happens around us, right? We want to move with God. And, you know, there's lots of people that start things and never finish it. So because they got no, they haven't found their purpose. So what's in my heart is like, God really wants us to understand he has a purpose for us. And to move into that purpose, you know, we got to forget the things which are behind us. We got to move towards the things that God's got before us. And so, you know, a lot of our life as a believer when we begin is renewing our minds, changing our minds from the things that we knew before, forgetting those things that held us back, relationships, situations, mindsets, you know. We learn to put the truth on and really want what God wants us to have. And we can see like Jesus, you know, when he was ready to move, he moved and he didn't waste any time. And everything he did pointed towards his Father's will. And that's what he said. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So we need to know our purpose. You see what I'm saying? God does have something great for all of us. And he says, you know, I must work the works of him that sent me. That's what Jesus said. So Jesus knew his assignment, so to speak, you know, what God wanted him to do. And he wasn't controlled by public opinion. He wasn't distracted by the criticism. He wasn't moved whether he was popular or unpopular. No, his purpose governed his life with God. And that's a great example for us, you know, that purpose helps us overcome the distractions in our life once we know. Because God wants us focused. If we don't know where we're going, if we don't know what we're aiming towards, we're going to be all over the place. So God wants us focused. And, you know, everyday life always brings distractions, right? You know, there's good opportunities, interesting ideas, pleasant invitations. And none of these are necessarily bad, but not everything good is God's best for you. You know, even Nehemiah understood this while rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. The enemies tried to repeatedly distract him. But his answer was powerful with them. He says, you know, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down, you know. And that's, we don't want to come down. So purpose helps you to say no to situations because, you know, like you was chatting with your friend or brother. It was, and you know the doctrine wasn't quite there, right? So it's not going to distract you because you know your purpose, you know your doctrine, you know God and what he wants you to do. So, you know, because there's many things that people can lay before us that looks attractive, you know. But when you've got purpose, you know where you belong in your life. You know what you need to do. So it doesn't matter what anybody else has to offer you. You know, Satan always offers us different things through the systems of the world. Money, glory, all this type of things. But if it's not going to get us to our purpose, we'd never be happy, you know. So, but I know one thing, that God doesn't show us everything. You know, he takes us step by step, the next step. Like Abraham left his country, he didn't know every detail of what he was doing. He simply obeyed. And faith does walk one step at a time, day by day. Oh, dear Lord. Day by day, like that, you know. So our purpose unfolds as we continue trusting God. And like I said, that in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct the path. So God directs the path. That path means a movement. He shows us the right moves to take. So as we walk with him, our direction becomes clearer. You know, I know now, I'm more focused now than I've ever been because I know my path. You see what I'm saying? I know my purpose. And it's not just to have one-on-ones with everyone, but it's to encourage God's people to walk with God and to give them the things that God wants them to hear. And if they take it on board, if they receive my words gladly, like on the day of Pentecost, they received Peter's words gladly, then they will walk in their purpose, you know, but they got to be humble and meek. Because you have to be humble and meek. People can think, well, that's just Lawrence. That's just the way he says things. No, it isn't just Lawrence. That's the way God is saying things through me. You know, so there has to be that kind of level of respect when anyone, any one of us is sharing and speaking from God. We should listen, whoever it may be. And, you know, like with Paul, you know, it says in the scriptures, as his manner was, you know, and because certain people have certain ways of doing things. But God's purpose always blesses other people. You know, Joseph's purpose saved the nation, didn't it? Esther's purpose saved Israel. Moses delivered God's people. Paul reached the Gentiles. Jesus redeemed mankind. So purpose is never merely about personal success. It's about serving God's plan. And that's what it's all about. You know, we're all serving God's plan. And like Jesus said, whoever be the greatest among you shall let him be your minister. If you're doing what God's saying, if you're serving other people, that's what our life is about. It's about service, you know, service to God by serving other people, by preaching the gospel, by ministering and walking in the power of God, you know, and God's doing the signs, miracles and wonders as we follow what he's showing us. So, you know, really to discover your purpose is simple. We spend time with God. We go to God. What's my direction? What have you got for me? Show me clearly, God. I need to know which path I'm following. I need to know I'm on the right path. Now, you lead me. You guide me. You know, and then obviously walking in the renewed mind, saying what God says, letting our hearts be filled with his direction and instruction and encouragement. You know, being faithful. You know, like lots of people are waiting for something spectacular to happen. But really, you know, God just is looking for faithfulness. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful and also which is much. You know, some people have dreams, like I've had dreams and I've heard God's voice, you know, to me and stuff like that. Other people may not have had none of that, but they simply are obedient to the things God's working and putting in their heart. So, you know, God doesn't play favorites. Some people just might need to, God might need to get their attention. Yo, Moses, look up here. You know, you have to get Moses' attention by burning that bush, which wasn't being consumed, but it was on fire. So it's these different things that, you know, God doesn't favor anyone above anyone, but sometimes you just might need to do something to get our attention. And we know that it's God it's not a man or a woman that's leading us. It's God leading us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God, the Holy Spirit within us. You know, gives us that peace, that wisdom, and that direction from God, you know. So we're thankful for the people that speak forth the word to us, encourage us and bless us. Like I'm thankful for my minister and I listen to what he's saying and, you know, and the testimonies he gives. And because there should be testimonies going on in our lives, you know, and there is. And people are growing and there should be fruit. And if we're not doing our own thing, but we're doing what God wants us to do. So, you know, we won't never discover our purpose if we don't do nothing. It's as we step forward in faith with God and as God opens the doors, you know, that's when we start to discover what it is. It's like a revealing. That's like the revelation in a sense. You know, God says, okay, Lawrence, now move this far. So I move that far. Oh, there's the next step. Now I want you to go down this road. Right, go down that road. Okay, now turn left. Right, go down that road. You know, and then down this road. Just like the angels led different people down different streets and corners and, you know, so they could get to the right place, you know. So we can wake up every day when we got purpose, expecting God to give us his before ordained works. You know, we can value each day. We can invest in ourselves and others. We just continue to learn from God as he's showing us. We stay faithful. We refuse discouragement. You know, just refuse to be discouraged. And there's lots of discouragement out there, but refuse to receive the discouragement. You know, we want to keep growing spiritually. And one of the keys of that is just remaining thankful, you know, in each situation. And, you know, we look for those opportunities to serve where a door opens, you know. And, you know, but God will always finish what he starts in you and me. So really, yeah, that was in my heart. Like, you know, the purpose is not something we invent. It's something we discover as we walk with God. And God really wants us to keep it simple, keep walking with God, keep speaking in tongues, keep speaking by the Spirit, keep honoring God, keep praying for the laborers, keep connecting, keep encouraging, keep preaching, keep ministering, keep healing, you know, and God will walk you into the specific purpose for you, for your life, for your ministry. He'll open those specific doors and areas where he wants you to move. So that's what was in my heart to share with you, Frank. I hope that blessed you, mate.